All right, let's just do a little longer meditation period. And anyone would like to use these props, you're welcome to. Just be mindful of all the recordings if you don't get it. Yeah, go for it. All right, so let's go through this meditation instructions, beginning with some words about posture. Let's take a moment to feel the stability of your legs, your hips, supported in the chair, the cushion, the floor. And how that quite literally gives you a ground. This point, this foundation, this point of stability. From that stability of the hips and legs, the pelvis, inviting an elongation of the head and neck. Just a gentle floating up toward the sky. Without strain, without effort. Just inviting the head and neck to gently float out. And the spine to follow. And scanning the body for any areas of tension, any areas of holding. And gently invite that to relax, maybe through a few breaths. Noticing the shoulders, the jaw, the face. Periodically during the meditation, refresh the posture. Just touch back into it. Beginning by opening to sound again, sounds within the room, external to the room. Welcome to them. Letting them come and go as they will. Our only job is simply to hold, simply to receive and release. Sound can teach us this spacious quality, this receptive quality. It can be helpful to come back to if you find tension arising, difficulty, just to reset, to return to that spacious, receptive knowing. Tonight, we will also introduce awareness of breath, of breathing, of the breath. Without changing anything, notice where the breath is the most obvious, the most easily felt and experienced. Is it in the belly or the chest? Perhaps in the nose and the mouth. Perhaps the sense of the whole body breathing and moving with that. Cultivating a steady attention on the experience of breathing, wherever it is the most prominent, the most easily experienced. So it becomes a sort of anchor for our attention. It doesn't matter if the breath is shallow or deep, controlled or free, but focusing on the very knowing of the breath, the capacity of awareness itself. You can notice the very beginning of the breath. Often as we ask ourselves to focus on something like the breath, we might find our minds shifting into thinking, daydreaming, fantasy, worry. This is very natural and very common. This is okay. When you notice that your mind has drifted into thinking, you've already noticed, you've already woken back up. Just gently return to the breath. No need to judge yourself for being lost in thought. Just coming back with ease, with grace. Now here's the breath again, with much patience. We sit experiencing one breath at a time. You may notice the basic relationship to to the environment, to the room. Some of us may find the room is overly hot. And right there at that noticing, we have the choice of struggling, fighting against. We also have the choice of relaxing into. Now, this is the conditions of this moment. Wouldn't it be a wonderful gift to be able to meet all conditions, the ones we appreciate and cherish, equally to the ones that we find difficult and challenging? So this way, less than ideal conditions are a gift for our practice. Teaching us this balance of mind to meet all experience. Anytime the sound becomes predominant, gently shift to include that as what you're aware of, what you're focusing on. Or if the meditation is feeling tight and constrained, spending a few moments or minutes opening to sound to remind you of that spacious, receptive quality. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing when we were thinking and releasing that thinking gently, without any self-judgment, without tension. Gently returning to the breath and to sound. Periodically refreshing the posture, particularly the verticality or the receptivity of the body. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Letting this fade, sound fade on the third stride until you come out of the meditation. And even then, coming out very gradually, opening your awareness with your eyes and your senses. As you come out of the meditation, just take a few moments to notice the environment and how your relationship to that may have changed. You often notice that the world feels more vibrant, more alive, closer in some way, not so far away.